In other words, it says, Matani nam yochav a raya for this. Hamoitzi mechanus lapalti derech satyu. If you take out something from the store, which is Rishus HaYochid, into the Rishus HaRabin, through a satya, through the platform, through the karmelis, is chayim. Echot hamoitzi v'yechir hamachnis. Whether you take it out, whether you bring it in, v'yechir hazorik, whether you throw it, v'yechir hamoishit, whether you hand it. These are all type of ways of making it so that you chayim. That's not the chomim. Then asma yoimah, no. Hamoitzi yomachnis potter. If you walk outside with it, or you walk inside with it, you potter. But that's a shita mahalech is kaimidami. Since you're walking through the karmelis, it feels like you stopped in the karmelis. So you mavato the first akira, and then you make a new akira right the potter. If you hand it, or else you throw it through the karmelis, then you chayiv. Because handing or throwing never rested in the karmelis, then you chayiv even according to Ben Azai. So to Gemara, famous Bryce, this Bryce now goes to the Daftes. A Bryce of Tana Rabbonin. Dalud Rishuyas L'Shabbos. Vilcha Shabbos has four different types of Rishuyas, four different halachas. There's the Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, there's the Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos. The Gemara now will soon explain all of them. The Carmelist, there's such a thing as a Carmelist, that means it's like lukewarm, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Ulmokim Ptur. There's a Malkum Ptur that you're allowed to put down there, you're allowed to take out from there, it has no din, it's Ptur. You're allowed to use that Malkum. Four Rishuyasim for Shabbos. Rashi Dalad Rishuyas, Kulma Forest Law, we'll explain all of them. First one is Fat Gemara V'yezi Rishus HaYochid. What's considered Rishus HaYochid? So at the Gemara Charitz, if you have a hole in the ground, Shu Omnik Yud, it's at least Yud Tvachim down, like Matba, at least 40 inches down, the Rochev Dalad, and it's Dalad Amis, Dalad Tvachim wide, 12 inches by 12 inches, that's called Rishus HaYochid. That's the least amount to have for Rishus HaYochid. A Mokim that Dalad by Dalad, Kavoya Yud, or else Omik Yud. That Chidashir, even though the Mechitzes are in the ground, those are also called Mechitzes. And inside the pit is called Rishus HaYochid. The Chain Geder. Who then if you have a nice thick wall coming up? Shu Kavoya Yud, the wall itself is Yud Tvachim high. For Roch of Dalad, the wall itself is 12 inches by 12 inches. It's a thick wall. Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. If you throw on top of this wall, that's considered Rishus HaYochid Gemura. So Trashi Geder Koisla. If you have a wall, Shu Gavoya Yud, in itself is Yud Tvachim high, but Rochiv Dal have a Rishus HaYochid. In itself is Tzirah the Rishus HaYochid. Mr. Pnei Shu asks here, like Rashi, Koisla Rashi is saying the wall itself is this thick. So where's the Rishus HaYochid? On top of the wall is called the Rishus HaYochid. How come the Gemara left out the portion of Rishus HaYochid? A portion of Rishus HaYochid is a person's house. Well, you have four walls around you. Good. In between, it has to be Dalad by Dalad. And the Mechitzes are Yud Tvachim high. If you're standing inside, that's the Iker Rishus HaYochid. He says, that's Pshita, that's Rishus HaYochid. That everybody knows. Like, your house is called Rishus HaYochid. The Brice who want to say Chidushim, what's also considered Rishus HaYochid. So the first Chidush is a hole in the ground. Even though the Mechitzes are not seeable on top, it's only downwards. That's also called Mechitzes. And the second chiddush is, if you have a wall, a thick wall, or a thick box, that's Yud Tvachim high, and the top of it is Dalad al-Dalad, that's also called Rishus HaYochid. So these are chiddushim of Rishus HaYochid. Right there. V'ezel hi Rishus HaRabim, what's considered Rishus HaRabim? Sartio, it's a big place, or Paltio. Gedolo, the big Paltius, or Muvoyis, that means like the streets, Hamufuloshim Mufuloshim. That's opened up one side to the other side. So we'll see what that means. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. This is called Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Muslim will soon explain every word here. Why he says the word Gemura, what it means. That's the Rashi. Sarti is a Rashi, Mesila, that's a big highway. Shaholchim Bo Meir Leir. It's the highway that you go from one city to another city. Since the whole city uses this a highway, so it's called Rishus HaRabim. Exact Tanoim, if you need 600,000 people going through it or not, that will see later on in the Masechta. Right now we don't talk about that. But it has to be at least a Mokim that the Rabbim do use it. That Rav Moshe says, when you do, I mean, there's some Shittas hold that Yadavka needs 600,000 people walking through to come out every day to give it a shame Rishus HaRabbim. That's part of the Kulav that we don't have Rishus HaRabbim as Manazir. Because our streets don't have come out 600,000 people walking through it every day. Maybe Wushar Boulevard has it. But regular streets doesn't have it. Other Shittas hold, Mechoyk HaShoyim hold, no. You don't need such a big amount. Rishus HaRabim means the streets that the Rabbim of the city use. So Rav Moshe's Mazvi, even according to the Shita, of other our side streets here is not called Rishus Rabban, even though it's the street that people walk through. It's not called the Rabban of Los Angeles used Spalding Avenue or Kersan Avenue. The Rabban of LA doesn't use it. The Rabban of LA uses Beverly they use, Fairfax they use, La Brea they use. It's a big street, a passway street, that the Rabban use it like that. A lot of sheets as a whole, that's called Rishus Rabban Midiraisa. But rather the side streets that the Rabban did not use, just the people living those blocks use it, that wouldn't be called Rishus Rabban. But on the first sheet has to be a highway that goes Meir Meir. That's called the Sartia or Paltia. Satrashi Rechova Shalir. That's a big wide opening in the middle of the city. Shasham is Kamsul Mishara, a marketplace. Everybody gets together to make a flea market there. They come together, and it means there's a big place, the whole city comes down. So Ladi Shrita means you have 600,000 people living in the city. So all 600,000 people come down to the flea market on Sunday. So such a place is called Rishus Rabban. Or else if you don't miss 600,000, it has to be a Malkum that the Rabbim of the city come down to that big place. That Malkum is called Rishus Rabban. Or else Umuvois, that means streets in the city, Shalir, going through the city, Rechovim Yudvav Amma, that's also a Tanai. Can't be Rishus Rabban unless it's at least 16 Amis wide street. Hamufulosha means Mishnei Roshayim should be Lasartia. It means both sides of the street opened up into the highway. That's called Mufulosha. Even though the street itself is not a highway, but if both sides of the street opened up into Rishus Rabban, that the Rishus Rabban go through this street, you know, it's also called Rishus Rabban. Hamufulosha. Luhi Rishus Rabban Gemur. Now, what's the lochas of Rishus Yachad and Rishus Rabban? Lochas are like this. Ein Moitziyim Rishus Yachad Zul Rishus Rabban Zul. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabban. V'yei Machnisin, you can't bring in Rishus Rabban Zul Rishus Yachad Zul. V'yei Moitziyoy V'hichnes B'shoygeg Yishchayiv Chattis. It's called one of the Lama Tess Melochis, I saw, Yishchayiv Chattis. V'nezid Oynish Chorus without Hasro, V'niska, if you had Hasro, Yishchayiv Skila. Rashi, Oynish Chorus, B'lay Hasro, V'niska, V'asro. So these are two halachis, the Basmageti Midiraisa, Rishus Yachad and Rishus Rabban. Avul Yam, the river, or the ocean, or Bika, in the open valley, the Yistavonis, that's what we had before, that's the platform, the front of the stores, the Akarmelis, Akarmelis Mamish, the Gemara is in the Atakashi, the first three things are also Karmelis. As Yisrael of these things, even though it's open and has no mechitzis, but it's not called Rishus Rabban, because Rishus Rabban has to be a Mokim Lehiluch Rabban, that the Rabban used that Mokim. The Yam, the Rabban doesn't go in the Yam. And the Bik of the valley, Rabban doesn't go through the valley. Who was in the Yastavonis, on the platforms in front of the stores, it's only meant for the Seicher, for the business people, and not for the Rabban. So these halachas have a din Karmelis. And what's the halacha? Eina midiraisa loikir shus Rabban, doesn't have a din shus Rabban, but loikir shus Yochid. Midiraisa, it's nothing. Of a midirabonan, v'yei noisim v'noisim b'teicha. You're not allowed to carry inside the Karmelis. Midirabonan, the Karmelis, has a halacha like shus Rabban. But if you did carry inside it, midiraisa you potter, but here potter avalosim, midirabonan it's also. You're not allowed to carry midirabonan from a Karmelis into Rishus Rabban, and that's from Rishus Rabban into a Karmelis. You can't bring something out from Rishus Yochid into a Karmelis. You can't carry from a Karmelis to Rishus Yochid. If you did, you took it in, took it out from a Karmelis to Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabban, maybe right, you put this on Yostim and the Rabban. So Drashi, Biko, Sodas, Harbi, a lot of fields. Istavonish, Lefnei Achnus, in front of the stores. That's the platforms where the business used to open up their stores, open up the merchandise outside. So the Rabban didn't walk on top of the platforms. It's not called Rishus Rabban. The Akamelis, the common Porich, Otto Kohani Yama Bikolav Hain Akamelis. That's also all these three things are Akamelis. The Tony Tunnel Yel is Ein Lekh Rishus Yochid Mishum the Damel Rishus Rabban. The Ein Lehem Mechitzes. Hey, it's not a Rishus Yochid Pshita because the Akamelis doesn't have Dalal Mechitzes. There's no Mechitzes around these things. They're open. Open ground, it's not called Rishus Yochid. But why isn't Rishus Rabban? Well, like Rishus Rabban, the Rashi, the Einan Doimel Digle Midbar. We learn out from the Midbar when the Eden used to walk through the Lav Lelucha the Rabban Avidi. In the Midbar, the whole Rabban used to walk through there. That's called Rishus Rabban. Here, the Rabban doesn't walk through this Mokem. It's not called Rishus Rabban. It is a nice, 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 nice carry something in a kamlis. Ella b'teich dalad, only in the middle of your dalad amis. Mishum the doim l'rishus rabin. The rabbanim made a gzeirah to give it a din rishus rabin. The gozer ben rabbanim not rishus rabin. The rabbanim made this gzeirah not to rishus rabin gomer. And since really it looks like rishus rabin, it doesn't have any mechitzas. Yet, we in hoypsi vichnis poter v'zui kamlas emrul amarla. Weiter. Chatzeris shel rabin. Chatzeris means you have a big open backyard that opens a few houses open up into it. Hey, it's a chotzer that a lot of houses open up into this chotzer. Or else mavoyis. That's like a back alleyway, or it should be like a side street. We have mavoyis, a street. She'enam mifuloshim. It's not open on both sides. Usually, the famous picture of a mavoy is the Gemara itself. Usually, like on the side here, it's called the houses. It opens up into the chotzer, that's the taisvis, and then the mavi is the gemara itself. So einam a foolish means on top here is closed door. Like there are houses all around all three sides of it. And the way you get to Shusrabim is through the bottom of it. So here they come in from the Shusrabim, you come into the street, then you go into the chotzer, then you go into your house. So chatzer Shusrabim umavoyash einam a foolishim is midiraisa, they're not a Shusrabim. So it depends. Irvu, if you made an Erev chatzeris inside, is mutorim. You're allowed to carry from the chotzer to the house. Lo irvu, if you didn't make an Erev chatzeris, asurim, you're not allowed to carry from your chotzer into your house. So Rashi, chotzer sharabim, she psuchim lechotzer batim rabim. A lot of houses open up into one backyard, into one chotzer. The chotzer psuch lechotzer, and the chotzer opens up to sharabim. Or b'nai abatim, the people from the house, yoytzim dera chotzer sharabim. They walk out from the house into the chotzer, into sharabim. The top side of it is closed off. All the yards open up into the street. Through the street, they come down the opening, go through Shusrabim. All the houses of the chotzer made an erev together, the pass with bread, the menerev chatzeres, v'chen nina movi. In Irbu, Achateras Absuchim, like Biyachar is Mutarm Lachmus Leitzim in Abatl Mechotzer, Vechem in Achateras Lamovi. Because really, with the rise of the role of Rishus HaYochid, it's only a question that it's one's Rishus HaYochid that's Miuchid for one person, and one's Rishus HaYochid that's Miuchid for a lot of people. So it looks like Rishus HaYochid is Rishus Rabin, so that's why in Aloha you have to make an Erech Achateras. Lo Irbu, if you didn't make an Erech Achateras, Asurim. Why? Here Rashi of the Hezbo. Bevnei Shabayis Miuchedes Labaleo. The bias where you live is like miyucha just for you yourself. The hachotzer, the alley, the garden in front, the backyard in back of you, is rishus lekulam. All the houses have a right to use this chotzer. Meila v'nimtza moitzev, you're going to carry from your house into this chotzer, even though the chotzer has four mechitzas all around it, is mishus l'shus. Afot pishashtei mishus yoch, even though they're both rishus ayochid, lasus yaglator v'laharchik shloyotze mishus yoch l'shus rabin. The Rabbanan made a gzeira choko not to carry from your house into the backyard because it looks like Rishus Rabin. Hey, since a few people share the backyard together, it looks like Rishus Rabin. Vach mil salav michluk dal Rishuyis is a drash. This is not part of the chalukim of dal Rishuyis. The bein irvu bein lo irvu Rishus Yochidi. Avad the midi rais with the Erech Chatzeris, without the Erech Chatzeris, it's Rishus Yochid because it has four walls. Avad, if you carry something in your chotzer and walk outside to Rishus Rabin, Avad Yechayim. Because the chotzer is the Rishus HaYochid. Because in the Rishus HaYochid itself, the Rabbanan makes zeres, you can't carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Because it looks like you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin. This is why I think of this Hilchos Erevin. If you make an Erev, it's Mutti, without an Erev, it's also. Right, huh? Now this is the last case, this is called a Mokam Ptur. Adam oymed al yiskupa. A person can stand on the using the step outside yalf, the yiskupa, also like a platform. It was a mokim ptur. A mokim ptur usually means it's gavoya gimel tfachim off the ground, and it's less than dal or dalit. Since it's less than dal or dalit, something like gimel al gimel, that's called a mokim ptur. So Adam oymed al yiskupa. You can stand on a mokim ptur. Noita mi balabais. You're allowed to take something from the balabas's hand that's from Rishus HaYochid, the nice and light, or else you can give to him. Because the Mokim Tur, you're allowed to carry from a Mokim Tur to Rishus HaYochid. Who are then noita mayoni? You could turn yourself around to the person standing outside the house and just around him. The yoni outside, you could take something from him, or else for noisaloi, you could give something to him. Because from a makam tura, you're allowed to carry from a makam tura to the rishus rabbin. Obovado, this you should do. Shulayita mabalabais, you shouldn't be standing on this makam tura and put your hand inside the house, take from the balabos and rishus yochid, venois and leoni, and give it outside to the yoni to rishus rabbin. Because even though Mudir writes that's mutter, but Mugurabdonim that also looks like you're taking from Rishus Yoch to Rishus Rabbin. Well then you shouldn't take the other way. Meoni, from the outside, Rishus Rabbin, Venosim Labalabais, Abevimnota, Venosim Shloshim Pturim. But if you did do it, Avadi Potter. But since you're in the Mokim Ptur, when you took your hand, took it out over there, it's considered now when you're coming through the Mokim Ptur, since you're standing still, it's considered like a smunach now in the Mokim Ptur. Then when you hand it over to the person outside, that's also mutter. So both these cases are mutter. So Drashi, Adam oymed al eskufa noitim yoni yom zehod not lun. Zem mokim tur. This is called a mokim tur. Shehus kol amali, we learned before. She'ena choshev eshus liyasma. It's not called eshus by itself. But vi she'ena rochav dal. That's the story. It's not dal. Since it's not four tvachim by four tvachim, it's not choshev. Can the poshta come on? It doesn't have any chshivis. It's not called like a new mokim. That's the mezalz of Yisur Shabbos. That's like a zuzul. Look at chilo. Ligrom hoytzom Rishus Yochel Rishus Rabin. Ugzeret dumos lakul lakuk lehedyo Rishus Yochel Rishus Rabin. But lo yitzu, you did it. Avad yapotem midrayis. It's only awesome the rabbonim. So the Gemara Acherim Moimim. Some say no. This is scoop, but it's like step outside your house. Depends. Has two different dinim. Mishameshes beis rishuyis. It has two different halachas to it. This is a very shri halacha. We'll see this on Daf Ches and Daf Tes. Is maz bis halacha. It depends like this. This mancha pesach suach. If your front door is open to this outside iskupa, this outside step, this outside platform, kalifnin, then it has a halacha like rishus yochid. It's if your front door is open to it, it's like botos rishus yochid. So it doesn't have a din makim tur anymore. It's still like rishus yochid. Pesach no. Let's say the door is closed. So there's like a mechitza between this step and your house. Then we say klachutz. It's considered bottle to Rishus Rabin. The step outside your house has luck like Rishus Rabin. Let's say the step was yud tvachim high, v'roch v'dalid. Then chita raises Rishus liyatzma. That's zichah called Rishus by itself, and the chur that's called Rishus liyochid. Anything that's yud tvachim high, which is dalid, is considered like Rishus liyochid. Rashi raises Rishus Liatzmo, Alpha Pish Rishus Liyochid, Termin Liel, Beged the Gvoy Yiver Gadal, have Rishus of Liatzmo, Ve Mosiyim and Abayas the Toycha, the Kama first timing. Later, the Gemara Dav Ches Nav Tes will explain this part of the Braisa. What's the exact shadow here? We'll leave this for later. Zay Shmir Aloch here, we'll see it later. So the Mar Omamar, Zuhi Rishus Liyochid. Mar says, what's called Rishus Liyochid? Either you have a hole in the ground, you tvachim deep, 4x4, or else you have a gather a wall coming up that the wall is yutzvachim high and dalad al dalad. So the moral lamutei mai, what's the chiddush? What are we telling them that's not called rishus yochid? So the moral lamutei hod Reb Yehuda, come and afuki Reb Yehuda's chiddush. He had the chiddush was also considered rishus yochid, and we dingzich and say no, that's not called rishus yochid. What's the loch of the Tony? Yes, so I came to Reb Yehuda. He's talking about a Gemara in Erevin there, Shrei Aloch is about a bridge going over places. He holds the bridge, you say, good asik, both sides come down. So it's called Rishus Yochid underneath it. But he says, yes, so I came. Even a bigger Kiddush than that. Reb Yehuda. Min shi'eishloi beiz batim b'shnei tzidi Rishus Rabin. You own two houses on both sides of Rishus Rabin. Let's say Beverly is called Rishus Rabin. So you own Bishul here, and you own across the street these two houses you own. And there's just a rabbin going through in between you, which was rabbin is going. How for Reb Yehuda? Oitze lechi, on this side of the house, put up a lechi, a little stick. The lechi mikan, oitze lechi mikan, the lechi mikan, on both sides in front of your house, put two sticks up. Oi kure mikan, the kure mikan, or else put a stick across. A kure goes across. Across this way one, and across this way one side, v'naisa b'yemtza. And he yells, then you're allowed to carry straight across the street. Even though you're carrying from your house through the Rishus Rabin, you're allowed to carry. Why? What's of you, the Shita, the Trashi? Lechem mikan, lechem mikan. B'shtei peyo shelechem min abatzim. On the two sides of one house, put two sticks, two lechis. Leheke b'yama for heker alone. Why? The Ksav Reb Yehuda, Yehudi Shita is, Beis Mechitzes Hevi Rishus HaYachim Medirayse. Reb Yehuda holds, if you have two walls, that makes it Rishus HaYachim Medirayse. a Rishus HaRabim has to be, there are no walls at all. It's a wide open place, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Once you have two walls like here, you have this front wall of the house on this side of Beverly, and you own the other house across the street is the other wall, so you have two walls in between. So when you walk in between these two walls outside, it's also called the Rishus HaYochid. That's the view of the Shittim and the Raisa. If you don't own it, then the Rabban, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus if you don't own it. You want to say you own both of them, so you're allowed to carry from this Rishus to that Rishus. So since you have two mechitzes, he holds that's midiraisa mutter. I'm midirabon, and you have to have a third wall. So he holds for that a lechi is enough. That's a b'yudishita. It's kamashmo. Now a brisa says no, only where you have four walls. So the gemara, and the gemara writes, Omrulay the chum say back to b'yudah. No, ain ma'av rishus rab mekach. They say no, you can't be ma'av rishus rab mekach. Because we hold two walls does not make Rishus HaRabim, does not make Rishus HaYochid, so Mele it's still considered Rishus HaRabim, so through Rishus HaRabim you can't make an error of putting up Lechis. A Lechi doesn't help to make a race Rishus HaRabim. I have two walls, as we hold two walls does not make Rishus HaYochid, it's still called Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara, so that's what our Bryce is saying, only these things are called Rishus HaYochid, not Yavyu Deshita. So the Marva, my correlate Gemura, why does our Brisa say, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Gemura? What does Gemura mean? Now the time I would think, Ki Pligi Rabbonu Le'ed Rabbi Yehuda, when the Rabbonu Dingzach on Rabbi Yehuda didn't say two walls, could not make a Rishus HaYochid, to have a Rishus HaYochid doesn't make a Rishus HaYochid, Hani Mili Letutu. That's only to go so far to be nickel, to say that you're allowed to carry in between these two houses that were two walls alone, to give it a din, Rishus HaYochid, that's Rabbonu Amachulik. Avalizrak Moidalei, but let's say you throw from Rishus HaRabin in between these two walls. Midiraisa, is it called Rishus HaYochid or not? Maybe Rabbonu say yes, it is called Rishus HaYochid. Midiraisa, the Moidu two walls can make Rishus HaYochid. The only things they can say, you can't have the coolers to be metalkal in between. But maybe it has a din Rishus HaYochid, Kamashmullah, no. That we hold Midiraisa, two walls that not give a din Rishus HaYochid at all. And therefore, it's still called Rishus HaRabim. Said Rashi, "Now the Tema keep pleading Rabbanu Le'ed Rabbi Yehuda beBrayse of Yamri Ain Marv Rishus HaRabim Mekach LeMev Rishus HaYochid Hani Mil Letaltol to be able to mamish walk in there, carry something Sheimut Letaltol B'Toychoy Kiritoni Ain Marv Rishus HaRabim Mekach. You can't make an error. The Gaza Bar Mishum Dom Rishus HaRabim. So you can't give such a big heta to be able to mamish carry in between these two walls since there's a Rishus HaRabim walking through it. Avul Lizra." But stam throwing into this place between the two walls, shazorik mishus rab matoichay. If you throw from a real mishus rabin in between these two walls, moidele de chayiv, maybe the rabbon na moidele midirais yuachayiv. The shtay mechitzes yuraisa, maybe two walls midirais doesn't make it a mechitza, mishay mishus ayochid aleo, it could have a shay mishus ayochid, kamash mala no gemura. So Rashi the chidashia, kalema. Zuhi shenigro minyan mechitza shalom. What's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa? How many mechitzas do you have to give the Hashem Rishus HaYochid? Sheyesh lo mechitzas mechol tzad. If it has mechitzas on all four sides of it, so going charitz, either where you dug a hole, and on all four sides of the hole you have a mechitza. But can get the same thing when a wall is coming up, that the wall is thick, dalet by dalet. The Amrinian midalet stodim on all four sides of it, we say, good asik pnei mechitzas. That means you have now a thick wall like this, and the top here is dalet by dalet. So at the top of this is called Rishus HaYochid. Where's the mechitzas on top here? When you're standing on the top place here, it's flat. The teretz is on the side, since this is called the wall, we say good asik. This wall goes up, this wall goes up, this wall goes up, and this wall goes up. So now when you're standing on top of this place, you're surrounded by dalet mechitzas. So only if you say good asik on all four sides, so you say you're standing on top of this makim, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Because you have dalet mechitzas. And inside Yafua, Dalla Dalit. Abul the Rabbi Yehuda, Le Nigma Mechitza Shalom Le Minyan, Velav Rishus HaYochid Cloud. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only had two Mechitzas. Two Mechitzas is nothing, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. That's why Lashon is Gemura. What makes Rishus HaYochid? So Pashtus Rashi is Mashkema, what makes a Mechitza, what makes Rishus HaYochid with the rights of four Mechitzas? The Svasemis wants to say, not like that, he said, the Rambam Shittu is Klom, the Midiraisa, three Mechitzes, make Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa. That's that we need a fourth wall, it's only with the Rabbonim.
That's why in the fourth wall we'll make to make an Erev with lechis, with kariz, we'll make on the fourth wall. Because midiraisa we hold three walls making Rishus HaYochid. Just if it's open on the fourth wall, we're not allowed to carry. See, once they even Rashi doesn't really mean Badafi after four walls. He's just saying Lafuka of Yudishit of two. But how many walls do you really need to give it a shame Rishus HaYochid? It could be only three. It's specific what Rashi Shita is. But Allah, we all let the Rambam Shita, that when you have three walls, that gives it a din Rishus HaYochid in the Raita. If you can throw from right outside from Rishus HaRabim into this Rishus HaYochid of just three walls, you'll be chayiv midiraisa. Right, Omamar, Zui Rishus HaRabim. It says now these three things we have, the highway, or the palti, or the main, the flea market where everybody gets together, or else the Muvoyev, that's called Rishus HaRabim. For the more lamute mai, what's the chiddush? What's not called Rishus HaRabim? Lamute idut Reb Yehuda, another din of Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, Reb Yehuda Roimer, im hoisa derech Rishus HaRabim asakoson, if you saw kenwood studded. If Rishus HaRabim was going through this mokum, then you have to move it on the side. Now this was halacha in the early regolim. They were not there when they used to go other regal zayin. They used to have to walk through on Shabbos, and the mother gets very thirsty. So there used to be burris, and the Rishus HaRabim used to be a well where you have your water. Now, halacha is, if the well is Rishus HaRabim, the water is considered like a Rishus HaYochid. Because the water is deep down, Yud Tvachim down, the well was Yud Gedalah Adalah, so the water is Rishus HaYochid. If you want to fetch the water up to bring it on top, you can't do it. Because the top of it is Rishus HaRabim. So you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So what's the Yetzer to make even the top right near the well to make that makam Rishus HaYochid? It's called Pasei Birois. Gemara and Erev, and they gave him a Zundra Kulam. You put a stick on all four sides of it, which is just one arm this way, one arm this way. What do you call like a what? An L shape. Like you made a mechitza like this here, one armor, and one armor, two L's, like an L. On all four sides of it, they gave it a Kulam that has a din Rishus HaYochid inside. Therefore, you're allowed to pick up the water from the well and put it on the side. That's a Mazundra Kula Pasei Birois. That since on all four sides is an L shape to it, and each part has at least an amma, that's enough to give it a shame mechitza. So consider like you have four mechitzas in the Reitzah, that's called Rishus HaYochid. And what's going to be if the Rabbim, the Derech, the road, was going mamish straight through these Dalad Soy, these Dalad Pasei Birois? The Rabbim went straight through it. So if you hold it's no good, it doesn't have a Shem Rishus HaYochid anymore. Since the Rabbim walked through it, they mavatal these four poles, and you have to like move aside the pole and put on new mokim. The Rabbim walked through, the Rabbim is mavatlit. That's how to Reb Yehuda. Im hoisa derech Rishus HaRabim. If the Rabbim went through these poles, mafsakosim. If you start candle, you have to pick it up, let's start them on the side. V'achom man reno, ein noy tzorich, you don't have to move it on the side. It's still considered Rishus HaYochid. Even though the Rabbim walked through it, but since in the Metzias you have four mechitas here, when you have four mechitas, that can't have a shame Rishus HaRabim. And even though the Rabbim walked through it, but since it has a din of four mechitas, it's called Rishus HaYochid. That's the Chiddush. Now what's called Rishus HaRabim when there are no mechitas at all? But here we have four poles on all four sides. Since that's considered like four mechitas, even though the Rabbim walked through, that's not called Rishus HaRabim. The Chom Moimim ain't it sorg. You don't have to move on the side. It's not called Rishus HaRabim since you have walls. The Gemara of Amai Karolei Gemura, why is it called Rishus HaRabim Gemura? So the Gemara Aydin to Tony Reisha, since in the first case it says Rishus HaYochid Gemura, Tony Nami Seifa Gemura. For the Gemara of Lachashiv Nami Midbar, how come we don't have the case Midbar? The Iker Rishus HaRabim should be a Midbar. Because in the Midbar, we learn out the Lama Tes Melechas from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, where the Yidin walked, they walked 40 years in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So the Iker Rishus HaRabim was in the Midbar. So why don't we recognize the Midbar should also be called the Rishus HaRabim? So Tanya, Ezel Rishus HaRabim, what's called Rishus HaRabim? Sartia, that's the highways. Opalti, this open marketplace. Gedolu, Mavoya, Samafloshin. We have Midbar. It says the Midbar is also called Rishus HaRabim. And the Mar Poshit, Amrabaya Lakasha, Khan Bisman Shiswal Shroom by Midbar. It's those 40 years that the 600,000 Yidden were living in the Midbar, and they used to walk through the Midbar, was called Rishus HaRabim then. Avakam Bisman Hazeh, Hokim Midbar, Avazel Ver Loshriach. Come on, nobody goes through the Midbar anymore. So since you don't have any more 600,000 people walking through the Midbar, Avadah Bisman Hazeh, the Midbar is not called Rishus HaRabim anymore. A Midbar is not a Kamel, it's not a Derech Hiluch. So Melao Bryce before, it's talking about Bisman Hazeh.